All right. We are live. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cjsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CJSF or 2573. This is Hwai Ange Shechlech from the Tlakepmich territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkina, BC, and I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show coming up for you guys. Our subject is going to be on silence, and it's May 28th today on 2026. We have some of our usual co-hosts in the house with us today. We have Lady Faima. She's the production manager of Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. Welcome.
Thank you. Hello, everyone, across the country and outside of the country. I'm so delighted to be here. Thank you, Chief.
Beautiful. And also we have the host of Call Me Negotiator, Charlotte, with us. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Yes. And welcome to all our brothers and sisters out in China. Thank you so much for joining us live. And all the rest of our listeners from all over the world, from England, from Germany, from Sweden, from France, from Italy, from Spain, from Egypt, from Africa, from Russia, from Ukraine, from India, from Japan, from China, from Philippines, from New Zealand, from Australia, from South America, from North America, all across the United States and all across Canada. Welcome to our Odyssey of Positivity, Human Growth, and Empowerment for Human Rights and Justice, and just helping us make this world a better, special place in the universe. And we have some music coming up for everyone. We have some Grotto. We have Electric Wizard. We have the Cranberries. We have some Sarah Blues Experiment. And if we have enough time, we have some Simon and Garfunkel. So stay tuned for all that. We're going to start off with some energetic music from Grotto, and this is their song called Giant's Den. So stay tuned, listen, and enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back. All right. That was Grotto and their song called Giant's Den. And man, what a magnificent, strong, powerful song. Some really good deep bass. And we have on the line with us our brother Wegedusk. And we'd like to ask him to please and thank you to join, bring us through some deep breaths. And welcome to the program, Wegedusk. So awesome to have you.
Yeah, thanks, brother. It's always an honor to be on with Eagle Nation. Thanks to all y'all in the studio and everybody listening around the world. Let's prepare for these deep breaths by, you know, tuning in with our body. Anywhere that you might be having stress, let's relax our shoulders, relax our belly, our jaw. Those are all common places we hold some stress. And as we breathe in, let's breathe in the appreciation and gratitude and enjoyment of life. And as we exhale, we'll just let it all go. And let's get three of those in us at least. All right, 3, 2, 1, in through the nose. So good. Two more of them. One more.
Beautiful. Ooh,
man, it's so special just getting that oxygen into our lungs, into our bloodstreams, up to our brains, and getting us all fired up and ready for some good speaking and talking. And our subject today is on silence. And we'd love to hear your words on that, Wegedusk.
Wow, great topic. Hey, silence. It reminds me of that saying, be still and know that I am God. Mm. Be still and know that I am God. And there's this idea that the world is very busy, and it's like standing in front of a big speaker at a concert, and if you're there for too long, you'll go deaf. Mm. So in order to make sure that we don't go spiritually deaf, it's important for us to take some time to be in silence, to be still. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite practices is Qigong, where you just stand in a particular posture and you just breathe there for 5, 10, 15 minutes if you can. Wow. And it's the stillness and the silence that allows these other worlds that we are interacting with all the time, like the world of gravity, like the world of spirituality, mm-hmm. and all kinds of stuff like that, is being still and being silence, being in silence, allows our inner spirit to speak to us and communicate to us. But its voice is very soft and its voice is very short. It doesn't talk a lot and it doesn't get very loud. So we've got to really make sure we're, the way I've kind of put it is, you're in a forest with a friend and you and your friend have got separated, and you kind of yell out for your friend, hey, chief. And then you're waiting to hear where's the voice coming from? Mm-hmm. That's kind of what it's like, but inside. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I mean, stillness and silence is a huge part of meditation and just being balanced, living a balanced life, because this modern world we live in is so busy that it's important for us to expose ourselves to silence, just to, you know, even the odds and balance things out, bro. So that's what I got to say about silence. How about you? What are you saying about it?
Well, it made me think about Counselor Fari and her. She was working on a book called Silent Crimes Broken. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty deep and pretty strong. And it had a lot to do with healing. And as you were just saying, like, you know, it's very important for meditation. And meditation is a key part of healing. Because, you know, we all go through traumas and trials and tribulations and things that are build up negative energy in us. And one of the ways to get out of those cycles of negativity is to meditate. And a key element of meditation is silence. And it's something that, you know, we need to practice. I myself, I need to practice, and I'm starting to get a little bit better at it. Before, I used to like just fill my whole days with like music and things to distract me and get me out of that. But as I learned to go in silence, I've realized that I've started to heal a lot better and be able to deal with things that usually trigger me and put me into a bad state of mind. So those are the things that I learned from Counselor Fari, and just the time that I spent with her for the 25 years that I did was able to learn from her and work with her. And tomorrow is the day that she left, and it's something that I'm just feeling a lot grateful for that time that I had and spent with her, and just remembering everything that she taught and set up for us with this radio program. And it's just something beautiful, and it's a legacy, and I'm very honored to be with it. And yeah, that's what I have to say about that.
Awesome, Chief. Thanks for reminding me of the of Fairy's passing, her anniversary. Thank you, Fairy. Thank you to all of our ancestors and our loved ones that are helping us from the spirit world. We're all so blessed to have spent time with you here in this world, and we look forward to reconnecting with you from the beyond.
Beautiful. Excellent. Thank you so much for joining us. We always appreciate you and your words and just all your positive energy that you bring to our program and to our lives. Thank you so much, and we'll have to say bye for now.
Thank you.
Bye for now, everyone. Talk
bye
to you
bye.
Next week.
Yes, you bet.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our brother Wegedesk from the Mi'kmaq peoples on the East Coast. He's a high diving champion of the world. He's always got a lot of energy and positivity that helps us all, reminds us to keep on tapping into the positive energy, and full of wisdom and very beautiful words. So, yeah, and with Counselor Fari, she had a book called Elders' Teachings, and I believe it's here at the campus and other universities around if people want to get to know her and check her some of her writings out. It should be in the libraries, so check it out. So anyways, we're going to carry on with our program, and coming up next, we'll be speaking with Charlotte, the Call Me Negotiator host, but we're going to play her a song from Electric Wizard, and this one's called Return Trip. So stay tuned and enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back. We're back. That was Electric Wizard, and their song was called Return Trip. And man, I really dig that deep bass. So powerful and earth-shaking music. Anyways, we have with us Charlotte from Call Me Negotiator, and our subject today is on silence, and would love to hear your words on that.
On silence, so I think I'm not the best person to answer this because I love to talk. Yeah, so
great.
Yeah, like especially when I have no doubt that I'm an expert extroverted.
Okay.
However, I do spend a lot of time by myself, so I realized that when I'm associating with people, I love to chat because I'm really hungry and desperate to get information and insights and ideas from people. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's the opposite of having the silence in the group.
Mm-hmm.
But as I spend more time by myself, I start to realize that this 2 to 3 years in the past, ever since I got into Vancouver, I was forced to spend time by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so there were a lot of silent space, mentally, emotionally, and physically.
Mm-hmm.
And in the beginning, I was like, this drives me crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like alone. But now I look back, I'm not just only adapted to it,
mm-hmm.
but also the silence give me space to calm down and give my brain a break to not seeking for all this entertaining activities to fulfill or feel my mental space, but give me the space to think my life, think about my life like a lot, like from the past to current and to the future, and think about a lot of problems. And then I realized that in the beginning, especially when I started to do some meditation, my mind was just have all kinds of noises. So I realized that keeping the mind silent or a silent space, it's so difficult. It's a challenge, and it's a ability.
Mm-hmm.
So now I realize it's really not that easy. But when I give this space to a silent space to my brain, to my mental space, when I go out and talk to people, I'm more clear. I'm not just trying to make noises or just trying to say something to raise or fulfill my ego, but actually being able to listen and actually taking what other people is trying to say. So I think there is something that's deeper about the silence or silent mode. And if we don't give us a break, we would never realize this is a thing, and that is a very important thing. So yeah, that's how I feel about it.
Beautiful.
That's pretty awesome. Like especially when you kind of get forced into a silent time. It's something that we all will go through eventually. You know, we all will go through a time where we just don't have anybody around that we know, or the people that we can bounce ideas off or talk to and reflect on our lives. And